profound impacts on the world of work. Employers and workers unanimously declared a safe and healthy working environment as a fundamental principle and right at work at the 2022 International Labour Conference, recognizing the Occupational Safety and Health Convention No. 155 and the Promotional Framework for Occupational Safety and Health Convention No. 187 as fundamental conventions. What does the inclusion of a safe and healthy working environment as a fundamental principle and right at work mean for governments, for workers and employers around the world?
It means an increased focus on the preventive work to prevent accidents, to prevent diseases, and to put greater focus on OSH work.
Consideramos que esto va a permitir, de alguna manera, visibilizar un problema tan importante como es la vida de los y las trabajadoras.
Workplaces will be safer for workers. Ultimately, workers will be able to have the right to refuse unsafe work and the right to be informed.
It means for us as employers enormous leverage to get more attention for occupational safety and health in practice, in reality, on the work floor.
What are the respective roles of governments, employers and workers for ensuring a safe and healthy working environment?
Le rôle du gouvernement est de travailler à ce que la sécurité et la santé deviennent une priorité et que les législations nationales, les politiques et programmes soient alignés sur les mêmes normes que les normes en matière de santé et sécurité promues comme principes et droits fondamentaux au travail.
We will try to build upon the good and best practices that we also can identify within our membership.
Ahora nos queda a nosotros una labor de lograr que los convenios fundamentales puedan ser ratificados en cada uno de nuestros países. Para ello necesitamos toda una figura de cabildeo, de reuniones en los consejos tripartitos de cada uno de nuestros países.
We have several role key. The first one is strengthening the tripartite commitment in knowledge the occupational safety and health, and then also include OSH promotion, awareness, and we also enhancing the implementation of occupational safety and health management system.
What are the main challenges, opportunities, and priorities to respect, promote, and to realize a safe and healthy working environment?
Una de nuestras prioridades es avanzar en de muertes, de lesiones en el mundo de trabajo. Este esfuerzo a nivel mundial sí abonará a que nosotros podamos tener sistemas de salud enfocados en la prevención.
أتى هذا القرار لتفعيل دور كافة الجهات الحكومية الممثلة للدولة من خلال توحيد جهودها وتوحيد سياساتها بحيث تكون كافة هذه السياسات تدعم هدف واحد وهو حماية العاملين وتوفير بيئة العمل الآمنة والمريحة للعاملين.
We can also try to improve the occupational safety and health performance of smaller businesses, also in branches that are still lagging behind.
I think the priorities should be to reach out to those sectors and those companies where we have the biggest challenges.
We need to put it first because one death, one accident, one disease is too many. And, you know, we cannot allow this to continue. We have to do better.
This is the beginning of a long journey that will require collaboration between governments, employers, workers, and beyond, to ensure that all people in the world of work have the right to go to work and come back home alive, uninjured, and healthy.